Shin Samer Gimel, Sif Lamin Gimel. Mavi Shurochav Esrim Amos. A Mavi which is 20 Amos wide. Now we have a problem. You can't put a Lechi Yikara because it only works up to 10 Amos. This is 20 Amos. So, we mentioned before you can do Tursa Peso, but here he doesn't want to make a Tursa Peso. Oysa Pas Rochav Alba Amos Mabida Be'emsa. You can put a wall which is 4 Amos long and put it in the middle. So you're basically splitting the entrance into two halves by having this wall. In other words, you can have like a double entrance into the alleyway. Since we learned before that the minimum mavi is 4 amos, so now as you're going into this mavi, each one is separated from the other for a length of 4 amos. It's considered like two different mavois. Then you put the koyer on top of the whole business because we look at each side as being a different mavi, and each side only has 10, which is good. You could also put a lechi. If you're putting a lechi, though, you have to put a lechi by each mavi because it's considered two separate mavi. Like we learned before, the koyer has to be put on top of this dividing wall, or at least within 3 tvachim of it. Each one of these mavoyas, now that you split it into two, it has to be that each half has all the qualifications. They have to have bottom mechatzeres that are opened to it. The area from the end of this wall in the middle of the mavoy till the back of the mavi, as a din of a bent mavi, a mavi that turns in the middle. We look at the mavi as being like a U-shaped mavi, because you have one mavi that you split in the middle, but the split doesn't go to the end. So basically a person's walking through, let's say he's going on the right side, it goes all the way to the back, and then it goes around, comes back from the other one. So we look at it as a U-shaped mavi. Therefore, you have to make a tzuris pesach at the end of this pass, all the way to the end of the mavi. So, let's say the pass goes 4 amos, and you have another 10 amos at the end. You have to make a tzuris pesach from the end of the pass to the far wall of the mavi. Says the Ramavi Yeshayim, "She'elo din mavi yokim elam kain yesh min hapas lakish lamtzor yisim as the amos." Others say, "No, if there's not a break of more than 10 amos between the end of this pass and the far wall, then you do not have to do anything at the end of the pass. Just leave it as it is." And put your koyer at the two entrances of the mavi. Mishnah Berurah says that the place can pass like the first sheet. In other words, under all circumstances, you have to put the tzuris of Pesach between the end of this central wall to the back wall of the mavi.